93.5, 95.3, Connect FM.
All right, Mondays and Fridays, we are honored to have the presence of some smart people, including Brother Johnny. I have no idea. Houston or New Orleans?
New Orleans, here, Stevie J.
Excellent.
Mike Ditka's in Chicago. Mike, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm fine. Great to have both of you here back on the program. Firstly, the storms on the east, and I guess storms in Winfield, which is, I guess, western suburbs. This woman.
Of our trees were down. Our fence is down in the back. Our glass table shattered, and we have a mess. We have a mess to clean
up. This is Chicago.
There were quite a few booms from the trees uplifting out of the ground.
Oh, yeah.
So it was pretty loud. Having a garage sale time. So we ran everything in before it came and got downstairs in the basement before it hit everything.
You hear anything about that storm last night in your region, Mike?
Well, I was indoors. I was at an autograph show in the Rosemont Convention Center, and when I came out, you could see I drove over to Butterfield Country Club where a few of my friends were in Atlanta was, and you could see all the trees that were down. I mean, there was actually, I guess, a tornado had a touchdown in some of the areas. But when you, this weather is, it's amazing, really, because you play golf in it, and it starts out, it's a little cool. I mean, it's a little breezy, it's warm, and all of a sudden, it's like melting you. It melts you by the end of the round. So it's crazy weather right now, I'll tell you.
Well, I tell you, it's been doing some damage, Stevie.
Yeah.
And, it doesn't give you much warning. You know, we have our hurricanes here, but we get a couple of days usually. Yeah. But these things come out of nowhere.
And I guess the storms in the east, I mean, it was like a hurricane on the ground or something.
Yeah, 50, exactly.
50
yeah.
to 80
you,
miles
you know,
an hour.
When you start talking about 70-mile-an-hour winds or 60-mile-an-hour winds, I don't, you know, and these trees are big, and they're breaking them.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, it's just, you got to take cover when, you know, and you haven't got the time. That's the problem.
Yeah.
And you roll with the punches. What do you do about the weather, Stevie?
Nothing. It's the same thing with the wildfires, Johnny. They have these 100-square-mile wildfire damage. Yeah. What are you supposed to do? The force of nature is so powerful, there's just we got to realize we can't control anything.
Yeah, I think every once in a while it just gives us a reminder of how strong it is, really.
All right, let's revisit the Supreme Court ruling on health care. Johnny, remember, Mike and Johnny, when we were talking about that Justice Roberts had said, yes, it's a tax. Remember that line? Oh, we're wrong. I'm sorry. We got it wrong. According to the chief of staff for Barack Obama, Jack Lew, he was on Chris Wallace yesterday. Listen to this, and how silly of me to think Justice Roberts actually said tax, because apparently he didn't.
2008. Let's watch.
If you are a family making less than $250,000 a year, you will not see your taxes go up.
You will not see one dime's worth of tax increase. Any form of tax increase.
Question. Didn't the president break that promise?
Well, Chris, if you go back and you look at the laws that have been enacted since the president's taken office, we have cut taxes for those families. We have reduced their taxes.
But according to the Supreme Court, this is going to raise taxes for those families.
That's not what the Supreme Court said. What the Supreme Court said was this was constitutional. They said it didn't matter what Congress called it. It is a penalty
for the 1%.
It is a penalty
for the 1% who choose not
to buy insurance.
Mr. Lew, they call it a tax.
No, actually, technically what they said is the Congress has many powers. There's a Commerce Clause. There's taxing powers. And it was constitutional.
No, that's what they said.
They said it doesn't matter what you call it. I can't let you go there.
It specifically said that it is not constitutional under the Commerce Clause. They said it is constitutional. Would you agree that in Chief Justice Roberts' ruling, he said that this is constitutional only as a tax?
I would say that what the opinion said is that there are multiple powers that Congress has to make law, and this law is constitutional.
That's not what he said, sir.
Okay, well, apparently we're wrong, Mike. He didn't. It's not a tax. Silly me.
Well, you know, it doesn't matter what it is or what they call it. I thought it was maybe a horrible ruling. We understand, you know, sometimes we put these people on a pinnacle. They're just people. The people who are in a unique position are on the Supreme Court. They're appointed to that court. They're not elected to that court. And, they have a tenure that can go on and on and on. And I think that it's the appointment is done by presidents and administrations. So if you have a liberal administration or you have a conservative, you know, so it's going to lean one way or the other. But, you know, I think for common sense and for an intelligent man, I don't really understand, unless he wanted to do it purposely to uphold Obamacare, why, how he could make that decision. So I would say that Justice Roberts, to me, I think he was completely swayed by the political thing, although the Justice Department's supposed to be above this. I understand this, Supreme Court, you're above that. You can't be swayed by politics. But I think everybody, to a degree, is.
I think it was a Pontius Pilate, pure and simple. Stevie just kicked it back, washed his hands of it. He said, fine, you're going to vote on this, so
yeah.
I'm calling it a tax, because if it is a tax, they can tax you all they want. And basically, that's what they're going to do, is take all your money. So he kind of called the question and said,
there's all kinds of ways they can get our money. And they never wanted to do that. They never had that intent. But they will take those people's money who can afford it, and that's, I mean, that's fine. I mean, to pay taxes in our country, I think is patriotic. I think if you make money, you should pay taxes. I think, but the tax thing should be equal for everybody. If you make a little more, pay a little more. That's fine. You're all, if the tax code was flat and everybody paid the same thing, those who make more would pay three or four times as more. So it doesn't matter anyways, you know. You can spin it any way you want to. But, you know, what's happening right now in Washington is we're creating a class thing that doesn't have to be created, really. You know, the American way is everybody. It's not about the middle class, the upper class, the lower class. It's everybody.
If you go back to Chris Wallace, though, Steve, Obamacare, as written, was overturned. It was unconstitutional under the Commerce Clause. And actually, Roberts more or less wrote it as a tax and then said they can do that. So that's a little bizarre. But we get to vote on that. So I'm gonna tell you that it's up to us whether we want to have that kind of a massive program. Let me tell you, here's what I got to say about this health care thing. And I wish everybody had the best health care that man could deliver. But the bottom line is, A, we don't have the money. B, they can't do it. Mike, I don't know how much you've seen with Medicare, which supports a lot of people, but there's so much abuse and corruption and overcharging in that program, it makes you sick. And now you can multiply that by about five with this thing, and there's not going to be the quality health care we're used to. The doctors are going to be living a nightmare, so they'll probably just quit. And we're not going to get what they're saying. It's going to be exactly like the law's inception. It's not a tax. Yes, it is. How many other things are going to be wrong about what you're hearing about this tax here, Bill?
Our government is involved in so many aspects that I really don't think it should be involved in. But I understand what they're trying to do, and I don't have to agree with it, and they don't have to agree with me. I understand all that, too. So sometimes you just don't understand. Or you don't understand the logic behind some of these so-called brilliant minds that concoct these things.
It's just all on paper, Steve. How do you actually implement what they're saying they're going to do? They can't do it. Listen, their job, our federal government, is to protect the United States, protect our borders. I wish they'd just do that.
Yeah.
Just that.
Yeah.
And they can't even do that.
They can't do that. You're right about that.
So,
I heard that, Stevie, you got something to celebrate. Who is it, your grandmother?
Yeah, Stevie J. That's the big news around
Miss,
our house.
Junior Miss America.
It was Miss Illinois Outstanding Teen in the Miss America pageant system. Grace, my daughter, crowned Friday night. Now she'll go to the Miss America Outstanding Teen pageant nationally in Orlando to try and be Miss America Outstanding Teen. I called Diane. I was so excited on Saturday because she and Grace hit it off so well at lunch up at Ditka's.
It is your daughter?
Yeah.
Terrific. That's
Gracie,
right.
Yeah.
Diana.
Mike
couldn't get it all figured out. She didn't know it was your niece or your daughter or your granddaughter. Ooh. I don't think this is granddaughter.
Yeah, I better not be. I'm a little young for that. But no, it's just a great honor.
That's terrific. I'd be very proud, and I think that there's a lot that goes into something like that. Really, I mean, and I think that's terrific.
I'll tell you, I've got a great picture of Grace with Mike's Super Bowl ring on, and I'll tell you, he doesn't let you anywhere wear that ring. That was when we were having lunch at the tavern, Mike, the Philo Tavern.
I tell you.
Philo Tavern, yeah. Well, that was pretty good. That was a long time ago, John.
Well, it wasn't that long ago, and Grace is, 15 years old?
Yeah, just turned 15, Mike, and she can handle the microphone, and boy, her beauty, we're just thankful she took after her mother, so.
I don't know about that. I think beauty's a wonderful thing on the outside, but it's a better thing on the inside.
Well, and I said earlier, I said, yeah. Grace will, Johnny, she'll text me before bed. She'll tell me, God bless you, Daddy. Thanks for everything you do for me. She does it every night. Every night.
That's special.
Unbelievable.
You've got something special there. Well, I know you're so proud.
It's exciting. I appreciate you mentioning it. 7:45, Mike Ditka, Brother Johnny here on 93.5, 95.3 Connect FM. By the way, there's one more story about the Supreme Court. CBS is reporting that Justice Roberts apparently did, in fact, side with the conservatives and then switched, and then it was Anthony Kennedy who was relentless for a month trying to bring him back and couldn't get it done.
That's amazing. I'm surprised. I really do think he was concerned about some of the political fallout and came up with a ruling that basically says, look, I'm not going to change this law. You guys change it. And I don't think he should have done it, but he did, and now it's up to us. I'd say I'm all for democracy and people having to think for themselves. And if we want to be independent, then, hey, it's our call. We have to make this call.
Well, and this again, and do maybe we say this every time, Johnny, is that this is such an important election, but this feels like a really big one.
Yeah, I think it is, and you're right, they're all important, and, you know, it kind of brings it home how important it can be, and maybe people are more in tune to this one, really on both sides, I think, Steve.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Well, you know, I think the thing that makes it more important than people stop and think, it's, you know, this election will either stop the course we're going or it'll continue the course we're going. So in America, you got to say, is the course we're on right now, if that's the course you want, fine. That's going to continue and it's going to get worse and the government's going to get more involved. There'll be more regulation. Now, if you want to stop that, then you got to change the people in office, period. And then again, you know, like I said, you can change the people in office, but if you have people who are realistic in the Supreme Court, because when this whole system was put together, and I remember from history, it's checks and balances, so nobody has too much power. The legislature, the executive, and the judicial. That's the way I always learned it. It's checks and balances. Each one controls each other, so there can be not too much power. And really, I really don't understand it when you start getting them siding with each other. And I know we've done it throughout history with the executive and the legislature, but, you know, it's just hard to take.
Well, and we've been splitting them up for a while, Mike. You know, there's usually a Democrat in the White House, and then they'll have some Republicans in Congress and vice versa, because we're no better than to give it all to one side, because that's too much power. So we have been able
that
split division of the parties, but it works. But there's a point at which you do have to change directions entirely. I think Obama, I'll give him credit for one thing. He has said he is going to change this country. I'm interpreting that he's going to end this country as
well.
But he said it all along.
I don't know this country first. I don't really understand that because I don't see it anywhere.
Well, and it's there's no question we've had change. There's no question. And Mike, you told me 4 years ago, you said, he says he wants to change. Change from what to what?
Well, here's the other thing. Change you can count on. We heard that now. When you're done with this administration, the only thing you can count on is your change, because that's all you'll have.
You won't have money.
You'll have change.
Well, what is it, Johnny? Let's just take it both ways. If Barack Obama wins, what does it mean to business? What does it mean to the country? Where do you see us in 4 years if he wins?
Well, I think it's just going to be frustrating. We'll have a slower growth of economy. I don't know if he'll, quote, put us out of business, but it's just going to be a fight, a constant fight to produce. The government is going to grow, and when you hire good people, good American people to work in the government, they're going to go try to do all the paperwork and forms. And let me tell you something. I got news for you. The health care bill isn't the only law these folks have passed that they haven't read. And if you try to go and do the job, you're going to stop everybody. And right here in my industry, we can't even take old platforms out, Steve. The oil companies are required to remove old offshore rigs. But we can't take them out because they can't get their permits from the government. They're backed up. Can't get them out. So people are just parking their equipment. It doesn't work. There's too much regulation, too much involvement with government, too much cost. These guys, Mike, they're making way more than some of the guys I can pay, and they're bureaucrats. They're just getting huge benefits. And then the pensions go on out for 30 or 40 years of retirement. Who's going to pay that? It's big government, and it's not what we want. That's the course we have to start to turn back. So Steve said, how will we be in 4 years? America's pretty tough, and the system was designed so that one man, Mike, was talking about checks and balances, can't take us down, and he's more of a symptom of our problem, and we just have to decide. So I think we'll still be here, Stevie.
But as far as health care, you're going to have to get the Senate and keep the House and win the White House to have a chance to repeal and replace, I guess, is the plan.
Well, you just need 51 votes, though, Mike.
Right.
You don't need that 60.
Yeah. And I don't have an answer. No, I don't know who does, but I just know one thing that I always was taught that more government wasn't, what it was all about. It was about better government, and it was about fair government, and it was about, doing the job for the people.
All right, I don't know.
Maybe I'm mixed up.
No, I tell you what, we still beg for the Mike Ditka party called the Common Sense Party. That's what we need.
Well, there's somewhere out there, there's going to be somebody who's going to be able to do that.
Well,
is Illinois voting for a senator, Stevie?
No, Dick Durbin, not this time. No, I think 2 years for Dick Durbin, 14 for Dick Durbin.
I got you.
But, right now, no, it's but the way they have this map laid out, I think the Republicans have a very good chance, and I would think that they would be the more energized side because of all of this. So,
no, I think there's an energy there, huh, Mike?
Well, I would hope so. I don't know, but I mean, if you listen to Dick Durbin top, why would you keep him in office? Oh, my God. I mean, come on. I hate to be honest with you guys. Come on. I go back on the common sense thing. Okay. Some of these guys, it's a joke. It's really, and I don't mean to make too much jest of it, but I mean, my God, I mean, you're elected by the people of your state or your country to do a job, and you go in there and you don't do the job they elect you to do because you're too tied up with the party you're involved with and special interest. It's appalling to me, really, because I thought, being in the, being elected to office in this country should be about nothing else but service.
I just can't help but fantasize what would have been in 2004, Mike. Had you run for Senate, had you won the seat, what would have happened? Just a change of course of history. It's amazing.
Well, I know one darn thing. I wouldn't have went there to make money. I would have went there to serve. I know that's it. I wouldn't want her to better my position in life. It is what it is. And that's the unfortunate thing about politics, because it does become a payday for these people in a lot of cases, and then they find a way to make a bigger payday by siding with this group and that group, or taking sides with this special interest, so you get on the payroll of these lobbyists. And I mean, it's wrong, but I mean, it's been happening for a long time. It's not going to change.
And the problem, one of the other problems with a larger and larger government and a bureaucracy is, generally, Steve, it becomes corrupt.
Yeah.
The system becomes corrupt. People get in it who aren't any good.
Yeah.
If it's run with the intent that they say, and they really look out for the people, then maybe it could work a little better, but it never works out that way. In the long run, it's just a big waste of money, and then you'll have to know someone to get health care.
Yeah.
Watch.
No, that's right. No,
15
that's right.
Years from now, you're
going
to be voting. You might be voting Republican to get health care. Don't think it's got to be the Democrat. Once you have a system that somebody bad can take over, you're in trouble.
Yeah. All right, finally, we go to golf. Tiger Woods wins over the weekend, Mike. Wow.
It's good for the game. I really do. I really believe that. I mean, I think Tiger's gone through his, they've slammed him enough. Let it go, okay? Everybody makes mistakes in life. Everybody has their weaknesses. But when you talk about playing a game of golf, when you talk about how great Palmer was, or Snead, or Nicklaus. This guy just passed Nicklaus. He's got one more guy. And, his tournament record up to the point when he won 73 or 74, whatever it is, so far ahead of Snead. So he'll break that record. I don't see there's any way that he won't.
Well, he'll get the most.
What do you say? Is he the greatest golfer of all time?
Well,
somewhere along the way, you got to start looking at it and say, hey, he probably is.
Will he get the majors? Will he pass Jack with 18 majors?
That I don't know. I mean, Jack Nicklaus was special, and I mean, all of them, and to win a major is special. And I think right now, I have to say this honestly, I don't know, but I feel that there are greater golfers more rake offers than there were back then. Maybe I'm wrong, but it looks like that.
Yeah, it does look like it.
I think there are. I think there's no doubt there's more guys that can win a major, for instance.
I think the competition, to me, is really, really tough at this point right now. I look out there, and I watch these guys tee off, and I see 110 guys or more that can win this thing on any given day. I mean, I just watched the end of that other tournament last I was just watching it this morning, actually, when a guy hit the ball in the water and on the fourth extra hole. I mean, and he ended up losing it.
And I think that, of course, he can win another major. I don't know how much difference. You tell me, but I don't know how much difference those guys feel when they're playing in a major versus another one of these tournaments. They want to win, and when they're in the
groove. It's a pride thing. What's coming up now, the British and then the PGA? And listen, he's playing pretty good golf, guys.
Yeah, he is.
I mean, the shot hit from behind the tree, I don't see anybody hitting that shot.
I don't know. I think Mike Ditka makes that shot.
No, I don't. I'd say my club would be wrapped around that tree.
Hey, gentlemen, we'll leave it there, but we'll talk. God bless America. Happy 4th of July. We'll call you all on Friday, but thanks, Johnny. Thank you, Mike. Always a pleasure.
Thank you. God bless you.
Give Gracie a big hug for me.
Thank you. You got it. Thanks so much, Johnny. Thank you, Mike. God bless both of you. 93.5, 95.3 Connect FM.